Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's obviously such a special place, and you've been there for so long. You've seen incredible players and incredible sagas. If I had to ask you for the best player that you got to watch over the course of a full season, the best, where you're just like, man, this person is just remarkable. Is there a person or a season that jumps to mind from all your years?
Well, for an everyday player, it would be Nomar Garciaparra and Mookie Betts. To watch them every day, they could do it all. Five tool players, played every day, were big stars, great personalities and people, and certainly pitching Roger Clemens and Pedro Martinez. In 20 of my first 22 years, I had either Roger or Pedro on the mound every fifth day. You can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that. Ever have a pitcher smarter than Pedro that you got to deal with?
I've never seen one. I mean, he could read swings. He could read hitters. He knew how to set up hitters. Plus, he had four great pitches. So he could do it with finesse or he'd do it with power. He was absolutely amazing. And he's one of the most brightest individuals I've ever known in the game, too, or out of the game. He's very, very sensitive, very, very bright.
If I had to ask you for a moment that you got to call, play-by-play that you got to call for Pedro that felt special.
Well, probably the most memorable was a Game 5 of the ALDS in 1999. Red Sox lost the first two, won the next two in Cleveland. I guess a strong Cleveland team that had Tommy and Manny Ramirez and Albert Bell and the like. Pedro pitched game one, hurt his back. He was questionable, came out of the bullpen. In fact, I remember when he got up to pitch to warm up, there was a hush over the crowd. Like they knew it was over if Pedro came in the game. And he was throwing like 90, 91 because of the injury and pitched six no-hit innings as the Red Sox rallied and won that game five. One of the most incredible Pedro performances I have ever seen, striking out, I believe it was Omar Vizquel to end it.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. The Red Sox have won it. They charge the mound, and Pedro Martinez, the best pitcher in baseball, has pitched six no-hit innings in relief coming off an injury.
That and his 16-strikeout game at Yankee Stadium when he was throwing very hard, September 10th of 99, he allowed one hit, a home run in the early innings to Chili Davis. But there were so many moments with Pedro, and every time he pitched, it was an event with the Dominican flags, the crowd noise, just everything about him, his showmanship. It was an event.
Did you have a moment in 04 when it felt like this really was different, whether it was the Robert Steele or it's something else in that series? Was there a moment where you thought 86 years might be on its way to being vanquished, or did you never allow yourself to even believe it?
Well, after we're down 3-0, I said to myself, this Yankee team is not that good. They have a lot of pitching holes, and we are better than being swept by this team. So I thought that there would be some light, but I never envisioned winning 4 in a row and winning it all. The Robert Steele gave them life, and Bill Miller had the big hit that should never be overlooked because he drove in Roberts.
Rivera to the set. He goes. The pitch taken outside. Here's the throw. Roberts dives, and he is safe. Stolen base, Dave Roberts, tying run at second base. He went in with a hand tag. Jeter took the throw, was close, very close at second. Roberts leads the 1-1 pitch. He's not going to bunt. He swings and lines one up the middle into center field. A base hit. Roberts hits third. Here he comes. Bernie Williams' throw is cut off, and the game is tied. Rivera cut the throw, and Bill Miller is tied it with a single up the middle. We're knotted at 4. Rivera has blown a save, and the Red Sox have life. Oh, what a weapon Dave Roberts is, and Bill Miller picked a great time for his first RBI of the postseason.
And then, of course, Papi had the walk-off that night with a home run, a bloop single in the 14th inning in Game 5, and then a couple of overturned umpires' calls by Joe West, thankfully, before replay in Game 6. That made that win possible, and then the blowout in Game 7.
Johnny Damon, who opened the game with a single to left and was thrown out at the plate on Manny's base hit. Johnny against Vasquez, 2-for-14 this year, both hits home runs. Bases loaded, 2-0 Boston. Kevin Millar at third, Bill Miller at second. Orlando Cabrera at first. Vasquez to the set. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high drive to deep right. Back toward the corner it goes. Sheffield looking up. Grand slam. Johnny Damon with one swing of the bat has given the Red Sox 4 more runs. They lead it 6-0. Johnny Damon hits the first pitch. Javier Vasquez delivers into the right field seats. And Damon, who's had a frustrating series, makes up for it big time here. 6-0 Red Sox.
So all of that made it worthwhile and gave me hope. But still, you have to win it all. And remember, the Cardinal team was, I think they won 108 games. They were heavy, heavy favorites. And the Red Sox went on to sweep that great Cardinal team.
I wonder, Joe, if you had thought about what you were going to say if they indeed won, if you had let yourself think about it. I mean, it is a sweep of the Cardinals, so you had some momentum under your belt at that point.
Oh, yeah, I thought about it for many years. And, you know, I had all these scenarios and clever sayings. But during that series, I came to the conclusion, I said, hey, you can't script it. You have no idea how it's going to happen. My only hope was it would be a definitive play. It would not be a check swing. Would not be a diving catch attempt. Did he catch it or didn't he? It would be something definitive, and a simple ground ball to the pitcher was absolutely perfect.
Hope to the set. The 1-0 pitch. Here it is. Swinging a ground ball. Stabbed by Folk. He has it. He underhands to first, and the Boston Red Sox are the world champions. For the first time in 86 years, the Red Sox have won baseball's world championship. Can you believe it? The Red Sox now mobbing Keith Folk and one another between home and first. The Boston Red Sox have forever put that 1918 chant to rest as this band of characters who showed great character all season have come through and won the world championship for New England.
Amazing. All right, so we have a win. I got to take you back to the worst loss then, because I think you were not in the booth when it goes behind the bag and it gets through Buckner, as Vin Scully called. Were you down in the clubhouse waiting for the celebration? I know Bob Costas was down there as well, right?
Yeah, I was outside the clubhouse. I called the top of the 10th inning when Dave Henderson hit the Newsday sign for a home run. And
here's the windup, the 0-1 swung on. There's a fly ball deep left field. Way back it goes! And it is is gone, a home run! Deja vu! Dave Henderson strikes again! The Red Sox have taken a 4-3 lead on Dave Henderson's home run leading off the 10th.
Marty Barrett drove in Boggs with make it 5-3. And I said to Ken Coleman, Ken, do you want me to finish the bottom of the 10th, which was the custom, or do you want me to go to the clubhouse? He said, and very gracious guy. He said, it's strictly up to you. Well, I thought, hey, he's been here 20 years. This is my fourth. He deserves to call the clinching out. And besides, I want to be down there and get soaked in the champagne and interview the players who are celebrating. And by the time I got to the balls of Shea Stadium, two out, nobody on, and there was a delay, and then I saddled up to a security guy who had a transistor radio and heard base hit, base hit, base hit. Then I heard Bob Murphy, the great Hall of Fame broadcaster of the Mets, say, get away, and here comes the tying run. And at that point, 5-5, I started to run up to Shea Stadium, the terrible elevator service there, so I was on a ramp. Where I couldn't see the field, and I heard the crowd. I knew it was over, but I never saw the ball get away from Buckner until SportsCenter at 2 a.m., so I guess I was spared.
3-2. The pitch. Ground ball to first base. Buckner, it's on fire, and here comes the winning run. Have won it 6-5 on a ground ball to Buckner that went through him for what will have to be an error, and Knight comes home and the Mets are still alive.
Yeah, you were spared the agony of seeing it live, but you saw the clubhouse prepared for celebration.
Well, they bring the champagne in, put the cellophane over the locker, saw Mrs. Yawkey and Lou Gorman ushered into the clubhouse. We saw them leave, and then we left.
So after 04, did you get a chance to go down to the clubhouse and see a proper celebration? Or in 18, like, have you had a chance to be there?
I did, yeah. We saw the last out, can you believe it, and all that. And my partner, Jerry Trupiano, had gone down. So I was alone in the booth, other than the engineer. And when the last out happened, and you know, after sending it down initially and recapping, I went down and the celebration went on and on. Then it continued at the Adams Mark Hotel in St. Louis before we left about 2 a.m. to fly back to Boston. So, yeah, I certainly got a chance to experience so much of that celebration. It was wonderful.
You know, when I was a kid, Jim Rice was my favorite player, but there was a moment where Mo Vaughn and then David Ortiz showed like levels of clutch that were just remarkable. And so those guys all kind of have a kinship as I think about them, rightly or wrongly. But I wondered if there's a particular David Ortiz moment that you got a chance to be a part of that stands out for you, Joe.
Well, there were so many because he was the greatest clutch hitter I've ever seen, at least since Yaz in 1967. Oof. The walk-off home run, certainly, in game 4, the ALCS, the game-winning hit. Probably the home run, though, in game 2 of the ALCS against the Tigers. Red Sox had lost game 1. They were down 3 runs in game 2. And in the 8th inning, Poppy hit the Joaquin Benoit pitch into the bullpen just over the leap of Torrey Hunter for that hugest blow of that series. Probably the most clutch home run I've ever seen. But there are so many of them. Walk-offs, I mean, he was the king of the walk-off, the king of the clutch hit. And it's because, I think, first of all, he was a great hitter, truly great hitter, knew the strike zone perfectly. But the other thing was his personality. He was relaxed, he was cool under pressure, and all that added to, I think, making him the greatest clutch hitter ever.
You know, it's interesting because he and Manny both, like, Manny could drive you crazy because he didn't seem to care about some things, but he also didn't really care about spitting at a slider off the outside corner of the plate. Like, Manny's humanity is what made him great and made him maddening at the same time, don't you think?
That was true at many times. I mean, We did see him give up some at-bats. We also saw him give up an at-bat to set up a pitcher for the next at-bat. He was a very smart hitter, despite the Manny-isms. He was a very, very smart hitter. And he was unique, I think, in that regard, ultimate confidence, and probably the greatest right-hand hitter that I've ever covered, day in and day out. I mean, he hit for power, hit for average. He was a truly great one, and he would be in Cooperstown without you know what.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.